So my homily this morning, I'd like to touch on and talk a little bit about the occult. The occult. Occult means hidden. That's what the English word derives from occultus in the Latin, meaning hidden. And that refers to things that become hidden sources of power in people's lives. And it usually involves dark spirits, demons, dark energies, creatures that are opposed to God, are in open rebellion against God. And I'm talking about tarot cards, palm readers, psychic readers, Ouija boards, trying to connect with the ancestors, witches, warlocks, wizards, all this kind of thing. Because what's happening is the occult is slowly encroaching upon us in our culture. And it's very seductive because what it does is it fans your ego to make you believe you have power in the spiritual realm to bring about your will. Your will now. You'll notice every time we come before our Lord, we're praying the prayer He taught us, which is, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Not, My kingdom come, My will be done. We'll see, sometimes, like Jesus says in the Gospel, He's encouraging us to persevere in our prayer before the Heavenly Father. But what happens is a lot of times we're praying, we don't think we're being heard, we lose patience, and we take matters into our own hands. Well, if God's not going to answer me, then I'll have to do it myself. Or maybe I don't want to have to answer to that God, or I want nothing to do with that God, or He certainly wants nothing to do with me because I keep praying and nothing is happening. And of course, God isn't in place to do our will. Well, see, when you start to believe that He is, then you're vulnerable to the dark side. Because that's the very thing that the devil will use to seduce you with these things of the occult. He'll seduce you into thinking you do have power in the spiritual realm to make happen what you want to have happen. And as a result of that, first round is free, but after that, you're hooked, and He's got you. Now, if you wanted to, for example, you could get the Satanic Bible on Walmart's website right now. This is what I mean by encroaching occultism. It's coming in. At Marshall's right now, if you want, today you could go down, please don't do this, but you could actually buy a witch kit. It's a kit that you open up and it teaches you how to start casting spells. Target has got satanic literature on its racks. Of course, on the internet, feel free. I mean, open up that. I mean, you can even become trained by witches and warlocks and wizards and all this kind of a thing. And I don't mention this with any of the interest of stirring up the drama that Hollywood might, because what Hollywood tends to do when it presents us with the dark side is just show the dark side flexing its muscle. And of course, the side of light is just like wimpy or not there at all, which is just totally not in accord with the truth. Christ has absolute, full, and complete power in the spiritual order. In this realm, we're now under the realm of freedom. So He's not a dictator. He wants us to freely participate in our entering His kingdom, where only His will is done, not ours. That's something about the kingdom. That's the prayer that He taught us. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. If I'm going to live my life in such a way that my will is done, I'm not going to be well disposed to enter the kingdom of Christ. where only his will is done. That's the attitude of the greatest human being to ever live, Mary, the mother of God. Fiat mihi secundum voluntatem tuum. Let it be done unto me according to your will. That was her surrender. And it sounds like, oh, that's so wimpy, but that's where our power lies. And I was talking with an exorcist some years ago who actually told me the story of an exorcism that he was doing on a man that was so strong that 5 grown men couldn't hold him down. Now, that's something the devil can sometimes do. He can amplify human strength. And this man, 5 grown men couldn't hold him down. Because as soon as he started the prayers, of course, the devil starts the pushback. He comes out of his hiddenness and starts pushing back. And that's what happened here. And so he couldn't proceed with prayer, and he had this inspiration at this point to pull off this little piece of cloth, the stole that he was wearing, just this little stole, and place it on top of this man that 5 grown men couldn't hold. And when he did that, this stole became like Thor's hammer, totally immobilized this man. He couldn't budge because the stole is the symbol of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, completely immobilized. And then he could begin to do the prayers again. That's the power of the kingdom of Christ. Before the coming of Christ, I may have shared this image with you before, but my image of the devil prior to the coming of Christ is he's a Doberman pincher who just had free reign of the whole earth, and he roamed the whole earth running around barking at people, intimidating them, biting some people. He's a thief, so he's taking things from us. He's biting us, wounding us, harming us, hurting us. Jesus comes, and he takes the beast, this Doberman pincher, intimidating and bullying the earth, and chains it and ties it up so that he can't get to us anymore. So what's happening now? Well, what's happening now with this creeping occultism is the devil is off. Yeah, he's chained. He can't get to you or me because of Christ. But he's doing this. He's going, oh, aren't you cute? And you come, and then you go over to him. And now he can bite you, harm you. You take up a Ouija board. That's basically what you're doing. You're standing on the doorway of darkness and saying, anyone want to help me? Now, there may not be someone there initially, but you keep doing that, and yeah, someone's going to show up, and it's not going to be a good angel. Because there's no good angel that will ever lead you away from Christ. No good angel will ever lead you away from Christ. But if you're going to consult a Ouija board for your future and ask it questions, that's coming from another source than Christ, and it's not a good angel that's working through that board. I can guarantee you that. And first round is free, but after that, what they do is attach to you. They're suckers. They're like leeches. They just attach to you. They stick, and they're not going to let go until they can take you down. And that's how it works. That's how it works. We go to them. Christ has us freed from him, but we have to stay with Christ. We've got to stay under the shelter of his wings at the foot of the cross. When you come for Mass, you're covered in the blood of Jesus by receiving Holy Communion. That's total protection from the power of the enemy, because the devil was vanquished by the blood of Christ. And when you're covered in the blood, it's putting
all these spirits on notice. You're taken. You belong to Jesus. Stay away.
The Catholic life of its very nature delivers us from evil when you practice it. But see, that's what what's happening today. We have so many people abandoning Christ that they're becoming vulnerable to these spirits. And we have this creeping occultism coming in. I don't know if you've seen it. I certainly see it. When you can buy this stuff, this literature, get trained in it, buy a whole course on how to become a witch at Marshall's. I thought I went to Marshall's to buy clothes. What's this stuff doing here? About 8 months ago, they had a conference. The Church of Satan had a conference in Arizona at a motel. The motel accepted them fine. That's great. And the conference participants consecrated the state of Arizona to the powers of darkness. Now, we just so happen to have consecrated the entire United States to the Immaculate Heart of Mary at the Immaculate Conception Shrine in Washington, D.C. That's a good place to be. But do we really want to start to consecrate whole regions of the country to the powers of darkness? Do we really want to do that? Well, Father Dan, it's just entertainment. And that's how a lot of Catholics approach it. I had a former student of mine in 2014 invite me to her parish in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And I went there to give this Lenten retreat. And she invited me to go to the youth group. And after the youth group, she told me that half of the members of the youth group, their parents bought them Ouija boards for Christmas. It's just a toy. It's just a toy. And to us, it seems so innocent, and it's just a toy. But I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what you think. The devil takes it very seriously because he's after you. He wants you. He wants you for himself, and he wants to destroy you. You might think this is just entertainment, but he's not taking it that way. First round is free, and then he starts to exact his price. But he will exact his price at some point. And the only way you're going to come out from under it is where you began, which is under the protection of the blood of Christ. And that's why I call this a shot over the bow. We're coming up on Halloween. And Halloween, if you listen to the people in the cult, and they're very open, if you start listening to some of what they're saying, the veil is thinnest on Halloween in terms of the hiddenness of the occult. But on that night, anyone that can throw a spell is throwing a spell. The witches, the warlocks, the wizards, they all come out there throwing their spells on Halloween night. What's the solution? Just stay with Jesus. It's so simple. We're under the protection of Christ. And we need to just simply stay the path of his will in our lives. And that can be challenging sometimes, yes, because there will be pushback. There will be pushback, but there's also protection. So brothers and sisters, this is a moment for us, I think, to realize, yes, there is creeping occultism in our culture today because of the temptation that I've got the power, sort of like Bruce the Almighty. I've got the power, and the truth is, no, you don't. Christ is all-powerful in the spiritual. He reigns supreme. So let's just stay with Jesus.